You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Mark Russell, a director at B-Micro, a marketing consultancy for micro businesses based in Liverpool, United Kingdom. Mark helps micro businesses with branding, content marketing, social media, and strategy services for local companies in Liverpool, from sole traders to tech startups. Mr. Russell, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Hi, Eric. It's a pleasure to be on.
And it is also our pleasure to have you, so thanks for joining us today. So first of all, for starters, what made you choose to become a consultancy in the industry?
Yeah, I think I used to work at an agency, and kind of just the experience of how businesses would come in and what they'd expect and what would get delivered. And that kind of opened my eyes to thinking that, first of all, you know, digital marketing, a lot of people can do it themselves. And there's a lot of things that we're getting, you know, market services that sometimes people can do themselves. But the only thing is they need to know the tools. So being a consultant, it's kind of more, well, on a consultancy, we kind of like show, teach. And, you know, if by all means, some people literally don't have the time or don't want to, then, you know, we can do the bit of the do as well. But I think the other reason was is the amount of software as a service platforms and how technology is making things more decentralized and distributed. There's only a lifespan on the traditional model at the moment, which could be anything from like 5, 10 to 20 years maximum, I'd say.
And Mark, why have you chosen to focus on micro businesses?
Well, It's more about the fact that they're, you know, in the UK, for example, I think the stat is around 96% of businesses are between 1 to 9 employee size. And then within those 96%, the majority are kind of, well, in fact, no, it's 96% are SMEs, so small to medium enterprises. And the majority of those are from 0 to 9 employees. So they're the ones that make up, you know, they make the economy go round. They, you know, drive the country forward. Any economy, really, you'll find it's all sole traders, or it could be up to the 4 to 5 company. And the other thing is I think a lot of them get neglected, to be honest, because a lot of people want to work for the likes of Nike and Coca-Cola and, you know, brands like that, which, don't get me wrong, it's you know, it'd be nice to work with those. And to be fair, in my last agency, I did work with a lot of blue chip global brands. And I feel that I get more of a satisfaction, you know, and it's more rewarding helping, whether it be the business owner or the market, the small marketing team, because you can actually see your effect.
Yes, and completely understand the factor there. Tell us, what are the changes that you see for digital marketing in the future for micro businesses?
I mean, it goes back to the first answer, really. I'd say it's things like Squarespace, like for building a website, or Wix or Shopify. So, you know, before, if you wanted to sell, have an e-commerce shop or a web shop and sell things online, chances are you'd have to know someone that could build an e-commerce store. Now you can just pay per month, you know, £10, £20, $30, $50, whatever that may be, but the cost has come way down. So not just the platform to building a platform or a marketing platform on, but more, it's about how you market it. So getting support from things like, for example, HubSpot. That's quite a big name in digital marketing at the moment. But imagine HubSpot, but that's quite expensive. So for a micro business that maybe can't afford that, you've got 10 individual software as a service, businesses, startups that offer that service but across different softwares, if that makes sense. So you could pay $10 here, $20 there, $30 there. So all before you know it, you can eliminate a lot of man hours through automation and through, you know, having content come to you, for example, rather than you go out and searching for it or hire an agency to kind of post your social media, stuff like that. A lot of things can get automated, really.
Today we are joined by Mr. Mark Russell, a director at B-Micro, a marketing consultancy for micro businesses based in Liverpool, United Kingdom, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Mark, what advice would you give to entrepreneurs starting out with marketing? Get into that. We certainly need your help.
I'd probably say it can be quite overwhelming. So try not to get, read into too much of the myths. You know, there's loads of stuff on SEO. If the first thing you want to do and you want to sell something online, you're going to hear that term. Really, the main thing is to figure out what sort of process you can follow. So first of all, the main thing is with any marketing, whether it's online or offline, it's about your audience. So first of all, it's more about yourself and what's the purpose that you're doing it for. And the other part is, who's the audience? Who are the personas? Who are the people that you need to target? Once you kind of figure out who that or they are, then try and think about who are the people that can spread your message for you, as opposed to you trying to knock on 100 doors. Who would be the one person that can get you in front of those 100 people, for example? So that's sort of like the influencer marketing type of, that's the buzzword in the industry. So that's probably something that you want to focus on, and who you can think you can give something to and they can spread it far and wide. Pretty much like PR back in the day, but now it's kind of anyone can do it. Then you've got to create stuff, you've got to create content, whether you find content and repackage it, or you actually create a blog, or you create something visual, or you create a little book, a guide, whatever it may be, you've got to, or put on an event, if it's offline, put an event on, create something. And then the last part would be to have some sort of engagement, go on the channels. Don't think, right, I need to be on social media and I need to be on 10 channels. Because you're going to get on there and you're going to think, right, now what do I do? If you kind of figure out what your content is, who your influence you're going to share it with, and who's the end user, the persona for it, then the engagement part's quite easy. It's just following on from, finding out where they are and where that's how you can sort of engage with them.
Most helpful, and certainly appreciate that. Now, can you tell us about your models and frameworks and how this helps your clients?
Sure, yeah. Over the last 2 years, me and the team, we've been building frameworks and models and processes as well that kind of streamline. When we go into companies and talk to business owners and their teams, the first one is, when we're doing strategy, is there's one called PICE, which is similar to what I just explained. So your influences, the content, and your engagement. So it's like a framework and a four piece that we kind of work with them initially on any client that we do, is all about understanding the brand first, the purpose, and then what follows after that. Then there's other things that we do, like content modeling. So it's kind of an idea to, when you're doing any sort of promotion online, a lot of it tends to be about content and what's your communications on social media or on the internet, on your blogs. And sometimes people can get stuck for ideas on what to do. So we have like a content model that helps draw patterns between what the business is about, what the sectors it's in, what are the trends in that industry. And then it kind of helps with the SEO bit and keyword research, because they're the stuff that is on your webpage. They're the stuff that your blog's optimized for. They're the stuff that you put an event on. They're the people and the websites that you follow in. And it's kind of a one-page model that it allows you to think, right, if we're doing any sort of external communications and looking to invest in marketing, if it's not related to anything on the content model, then you don't do it. And it helps just be a bit more focused and, get up to speed. Have save efficiencies, really, because the micro businesses, everyone's kind of always chipping in, and it's about getting everyone playing a part in marketing rather than having just a marketing team that does it.
Also, what are the biggest challenges for an entrepreneur or a micro business when it comes to digital marketing?
Yeah, I think the biggest challenge is demystifying what's good that's out there, what's right, what's wrong, and kind of finding your way as to what to follow, who to read, what to learn, also about price. Like, you know, what's worth it? You know, is a blog £100 or is it £10? Or is it, you know, shall I pay a social media manager $200 or shall I pay $500 or shall I pay for training? So the biggest challenge is knowing whether, you know, whether to outsource, whether to upskill, and what the costs are associated with both, and whether or not, you know, finding what's right for the business. I think it comes down to a lot of, you know, how to assign values to certain activities and needs within the marketing realm.
Well, Mark, certainly appreciate all the information shared here on digital marketing per your expertise. We really appreciate it. In conclusion, is there any closing thoughts here, a takeaway, or one last final tip for the listeners along the lines of our conversation today?
Yeah, I'd probably say, I mean, what seems to help a lot of people worked with, or when I've done talks, is going back to that PICE framework. So, you know, if you need to reevaluate, then it's always thinking the purpose and persona, influencers, you know, look into influencer marketing, look into micro influencers, another buzzword that's in there. There'll be people in your area, your best customers, brand editors, journalists, bloggers. These are all people that, you know, they need to be on the psyche if you're going to look to promote and get awareness for a brand. And then your content, you know, you've got to create content, got to blog, got to create something. If you're not a great writer, you know, put on a good event. If you're not good on there, try and get on a podcast. If you're not great at speaking, you know, figure out what you are good at and you can create and get it out there. And then the last bit is just picking the right channels. You know, is it going to be Facebook or is it Twitter? Don't be on all. Choose them according to your resource and where your audience is.
Mark, if you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information on B Micro and how could one reach out.
Sure, it's website's bmicro.co, and then, I mean, you can find all the links and everything else from there. But I am doing a new website, so that's probably not the best way. I think the best way to contact is probably just contact me on LinkedIn. I put quite a few things on there, and that's just Mark Russell. And then if you put Mark Russell in the search with and Liverpool, that should come up.
Easy enough. Well, Mark, it has been our pleasure to have had you. Continued success to you and the company, and thanks so much for being with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks a lot, Eric. It's been a pleasure.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Mr. Mark Russell, a director at B Micro, a marketing consultancy for micro businesses based in Liverpool, United Kingdom. And for more information, simply visit bmicro.com. CEO. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.